Rivka led the group into the women's section and directed the service, cueing those leading the prayer. Shulamit recalls feeling that they weren't just looking at the kotel from afar. They were breathing in its stones, its history, its sanctity. They prayed in unison, and Shulamit reconnected to a sense of spirituality she thought had been lost.
It was a true religious experience. We're in that space, and I realize, oh my God, look where we are. This place is a miracle. We hear a woman lead tefillah, and we hear women's voices ring out in prayer. It's just inexpressibly beautiful, astoundingly empowering. So we got through much of it without anything, and that's what I was aware of mostly was us until the men started screaming.
The service may have been kosher according to the letter of the law, but it felt too foreign to some of the other worshippers at the kotel. When Shulamit opened the Torah scroll and began chanting the parasha, two elderly Haredi women started pushing the group to get them to stop. The scuffle caught the attention of some Haredi men who stood up on chairs to see over the barrier. Shulamit remembers one man yelling,
"Ani mocheh, ani mocheh."
"I protest, I protest." Very quickly, the jostling and screaming got louder and more intense. They could feel that something bad was about to happen.
They became aware that we had a Torah. I think that's what set them off. You know, we got nervous.
You guys immediately thought that
we're going to be assaulted. We're going to be attacked. That's when I think Norma said, we have to get out of here now.